We're going to read 1 through 8 today. So if you're able, please stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God. Remember your Creator in the days of youth before the days of trouble come, and in the years approaching when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun, in the light, and in the moon, and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the window grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of the grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of the birds, but all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of danger in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along, and the desire no longer is stirred, then people go to their eternal home and mourners about to the street. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, the wheel is broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from. The spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher, everything is chasing after the vapors. Father God, Lord, we praise you today. Lord, we thank you for this word. Lord, we pray that it reaches out, that you reach out and touch our hearts, our minds, and our souls as we hear this, your word. We may put it into practice into our lives. We thank you for this. May it cleanse us as we seek to become more like you and the image that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember your Creator. Remember your Creator. In the days of your youth. Now here the word remember is more than just I'm looking back and I'm longing and I'm living in the past. That's not what this word really means. See, some of you guys get caught up in that. You're like, well, I remember. And I wish it was there again. And I'm caught up. And that kind of thinking leads to bitterness and anger and jealousies and... That's not what this word means. Remember here, it carries the idea of pleasure, of delight, of enjoyment. The teacher is saying, enjoy life, the life God has given you. He's saying, don't wait until the end to get serious about your walk with him. He says, when you're young, it's easy to think, well, I'll just follow God later. Some of you guys have been there. That's why you're playing catch up now. Later. Right now, I want to live my life for my life. But the truth is, the habits we form when we are young shape the person we become when we're old. And so some of you are playing catch up because you're like, yeah, I know. And some of you are like, yes, I know, because some of you lived your life right for God when you were young, and some of you are like, yeah, now I'm playing catch up. But that's the truth. And when we're young, we got to choose to live life for God now. Those habits, we got to build our life on the joy, the purpose, our identity in him, more than any other identity, our identity in him. We don't wait until the body is weak and opportunities are few. We must enjoy him, remember him in the days of our youth. Because the reality is we start to age. And as he goes through this passage, it's quite poetic, isn't it? That's a poetic man right there. You can see why he's also linked to like the Proverbs and Song of Solomon. Because you're like, that's poetic. And he's painting this picture of what happens when we grow older. The sun and the light and the moon and the stars, they grow dark. And the brightness of life fades. Memory starts to slip away. It says the keepers of the house tremble. Our hands might start to shake. Strong men stoop. Proud young men, now your backs are starting to bend. Have trouble walking straight up. He's like, I thought that was just a modern problem. Absolutely not. Grinders cease because there are few. That's talking about your teeth. Some of you have that problem, right? I'm not going to point any fingers. The doors to the street are closed. Talking about how activity slows down and our social life shrink. We have to actively work harder at opening the doors and going outside and inviting people over. And the almond tree blossoms. Want to guess what that's talking about? It's your hair. Your hairs turn white, gray. The grasshopper drags itself along. Movements become slow and stiff. Desire is no longer stirred. The pleasure of life, appetites fade. This is just an honest. He's just being honest, isn't he? He's an honest description. Aging is hard. I don't know how many times I've heard, don't get older. And I wish I could figure out a way to stop it. But that's just not how life works, is it? This is honest. Aging is hard. Our bodies betray us. The things that gave us strength, energy, delight, now they begin to fade. They begin to fail. And so, if the first verse was about the young, well, this section's about those who are not as young anymore. You know, you're not forgotten. He doesn't dismiss the struggles. In fact, he dignifies it. It says your perseverance in the faith is a testimony to those who are under, that God is with you in every season. Even as you age. Not just when you're young. Not when just things are good. Because life is fragile. And so he goes on to use more imagery, right? A silver cord snapping. He talks about a golden bowl being broken. He talks about the pitcher at the, you know, shattered at the spring, the wheel of the well broken. These are when things stop being useful. When beauty and usefulness suddenly ends. Because the picture is not just when you get old. He's not stopping, oh, well, you get old. He's saying when you die. This is what happens next. After you get old, you die. Even the most useful things slip away. And death comes for us all. That's what Ecclesiastes 7 says, right? And the dust returns to the ground it came from. This is not something he's like, oh, that's just poetic. He's quoting, I mean, this is from Genesis, right? From dust you were formed, to dust you will return. Life is fragile, but death is not the end. Amen? The spirit returns to God who gave it. And that's beautiful too. The spirit returns to God who gave it. And so he ends this section with vanities. Vapor, meaningless. The vanity of it all. Without God, youth is wasted. Without God, age is unbearable. Without God, pleasure is fleeting. Without God, aging is hopeless. But with God, both young, both youth, and old age become meaningful gifts. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? And so, as we're thinking about this, you're like, well, that's pretty, but what do I do with that? Right? Yeah, I got it. I'm old. Some of you are sitting there thinking, got it. I'm really close to that will being useless at the well. Got it. For the youth, for young, don't waste your life. Remember your Creator while you have the strength and energy and opportunities to build your life on Him. For the not so young, don't despair. As your body weakens, your faith, your story, your endurance points to eternal hope. Eternal hope found in God. Because even as our outward bodies start to fade away, our inner spirit is renewed. Even as we get closer to dust, the spirit gets closer to being reunited from the to the Creator at which He came. There's joy there. There's joy. I know sometimes it's a struggle. I see so many struggle with finding that joy. But there's joy there. Because life is brief. Aging is certain. And eternity is real. And the question is not whether or not we live by that whether life will pass us. You know, we know that we're going to die. That's not the question. No one here is immortal. We do all kinds of things to try to drag out life, right? I mean, we've gotten really good with our medical science. We've gotten, so we can keep people alive well after long. They stop becoming, I love Scrubs, right? The movie, TV show Scrubs. I love, there's one quote in there. Our medical science has progressed to the point where we keep them long well after they stop being human. Because we can keep you guys alive. We keep people alive indefinitely. Pick up enough machines. But we do other things. We try to live forever. More than just medically. Through our children, we try to pass on our name. That's another way of trying to live forever. Our money. Some are like, I want my name on a library. Some of you have that. That's another way of trying to live. Fame. That's another way of trying to live forever. I want to be remembered. But the end is, we all will be, and this is not to be depressing, we all will die, we all will be forgotten, none of us will live forever, except in the arms of Jesus Christ. And so as we think about this passage, is whether we are going to live with eternity in view. Now, I don't mean... And what I mean by that is we will be forgotten, so we must make the most of our time now. for God. What I don't mean is all I think about is heaven, and I'm not going to live my life for Jesus now. One of the mistakes I think was made is when we started doing witnessing this way. Do you know where you're going to go to? Do you know where you're going to go when you die? Not that it's a bad question. We need to think about that. But the problem with it became as we stopped thinking about how we're going to live for Jesus now. But if we take in consideration the end, it changes how we live the now. Are we going to live with eternity in view? Whether we're just beginning the journey of life or we're nearing the finish line, the call is the same. Remember your Creator, because with Him, every stage of life has meaning. Amen? Father God, right now I praise You. I praise You that life has meaning, that all stages of life have meaning, the young and the old. Lord, I'm thankful for You. Lord, I pray that You would touch each person here in this room, us as a community, that we may be drawn unto You, that we may live life for You now as we prepare for what's to come. Lord, I pray that if there's someone in this room that has become bitter by life, as they remember their past, their youth, and they've lost the joy of the moment of who they are in You, I pray that You will lift up their spirits, help them to see the beauty in who they are, as You are with them in every stage of life. Lord, if we're someone in this room who is, I just want to get a little older, they may take joy in becoming who they are now and living for You so that they may not pay catch up later. That we form those habits now. Lord, I praise You for this opportunity to worship You in all stages of life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We're going to go to a time of invitation.